Today's share in the Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Yud Tes Omud Beis. We are in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem are going to be finishing off the beautiful Siman Tuf Kuf Hei, which deals with milking a cow or a goat on Yontif. We yesterday read the Mechaber, so this is part two. Today we're going to read the Ramah. The Ramah tells us, Hagav, we get the very top line, very first word. Ve'eno Yehudi Acholev Behema B'Yontif. If a non-Jewish person milks an animal on Yontif, v'Yisrael Ruehu, and a Yid watches him doing so, Yesh L'Hokil. He brings down from the Rashba that the Ramah says you can be Mekel and allow this. What are we talking about? So the Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot and Ches, Hainu ba'omed deslachila. We're talking here about a cow that is a shechita cow. It's, in other words, it's waiting to be shechted, so it's considered muchan. So in this situation, you're allowed to go and have a non-Jewish person milk it for you. Or o shecholev behema shelo, or the non-Jewish person is milking his own cow, the less be mishum mukta, a non-Jewish person doesn't have any inyanim of mukta, all of his cow can do with it whatever he wants anytime, so there's no din of mukta, as we learned with Kedel and Simon Shin Yud in Hilchos Shabbos, and therefore, v'afilu b'medes l'chaliva, even if this is a milk cow, it's not normally something that you would shecht, nevertheless, because it's owned by a non-Jewish person, k'omedes l'achila domi, it halachically has the status of being ochel, and therefore there's no problem in milking it. In this situation, and therefore the Mishneh Berurah says, V'Yisrael Ruehu, why do you need a Yid looking it over, watching him? The Im Ein Ruehu, because if the Yid doesn't watch him milk the cow, then also Yisrael, the old Lishtosim, then it's not Chol of Yisrael. And a Yid cannot go and drink such milk, because contrary to what people think, Chol of Yisrael is something that's actually very, very important. Now, there are coolers why in the United States or in other civilized countries where you have agencies like the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration of the United States, or equivalent agencies elsewhere that watch the milk and make sure that the milk doesn't have some other ingredient in it other than cow's milk, so there's no pig in it, there's no camel or non-kosher animal milk inside of it. So therefore, there are coolers that you can possibly rely upon, which we'll learn about in a moment, to make it, even though it's not watched, milked by a Yid, to make it not a trefa problem. But without that, if you go into certain parts of the world, you just can't drink the milk and say, a stam chalav, it's good, it's perfectly fine. No, it's not, because you do have to be concerned in those places that they added some non-kosher milk ingredient. Kedeisa biyoradeya sim kuf tes vav sif alef. And this is a halacha that people in the United States and other civilized areas of the world, they don't fully know and understand this halacha, and they think the chalav Yisrael is a chumrah, but when in fact chalav Yisrael is a requirement. And this we'll see it now in the issue foot number 7. Brings down from Shulchan Aruch over there in Yoredeya, Shechoshishim Shema Irev Chalav Tomei. You have to be concerned when you don't have the FDA or somebody else watching you that they'll put in some non-kosher animal's milk and they'll mix it with the kosher animal's milk, and that's based upon the Gemara and Avodah Zarah. This is an absolute concern. Then he brings down Bizmanenu, nowadays, Sheesh Pikuach Mimshalti Alkach. We have government agencies here and in other civilized countries that don't allow you to mix cow's milk with any other milk. They will fine you if you do so. They will shut your business down if you do so. They don't let you put in donkey's milk, horse's milk, camel milk inside there. And in fact, if you transgress this government regulation, nothing to do with halacha, you're going to be open to a whopping fine. So the Chazon Ish writes, that is as good as if you know for a fact that non-kosher milk wasn't added. It's like you had ashkoch, it's like you had somebody watching it. And therefore, ve'ein lesser cholov shenechlav aydei nochri, in this situation, you don't have to say, well, nobody watched the nochri milk, it may be put in pig's milk, you don't have to be concerned about that, even though you didn't see him actually milk this and put in only cow's milk. Now, the stipler going himself, the Chazanish's brother-in-law, said, L'maisa, Chazanish heikel b'zeh b'shas ha-mukhama. He only allowed this during the time of the Milchemes HaShichur, the 1948 battle for Eretz Yisrael. V'hitir l'bachur yeshiva chalushim, and he allowed the weakened boys in the yeshiva who didn't have other good food, l'shtamesh b'avakas cholav nochri, to allow them to have this milk that came from powdered from non-Jewish milk. In other words, milk that wasn't watched by a Yid. But because the government would regulate it, they weren't concerned about it. And this was because pikuach hamimshalti, because the government regulated it. And any place where the government regulates it, therefore there is this lack of concern that they may have added non-kosher milk. And the name of the Chazonish they brought down, Shomar Shlomaisa, Ein Lahakam Bazeh Ela Lektanim Olo Yoledes Besol Shloshim Yom Leidasa. But Lamaisa, he said, you shouldn't really rely upon this except for young children or for a woman who gave birth within 30 days and she needs this. And he brings down from Moshe Feinstein's that's on Igros Moshe, a similar idea in the United States. Shekivin Shechaliva Nasis Mitam Mifalim. It's done in a factory. It's done under regulation. And there are FDA laws. There are regulations that if you break them, you're going to get a huge fine. Shol Yavu Chol of Tummy, that you can't put non-kosher milk in there. Therefore, you can drink government authorized milk as being cow's milk, even though it wasn't watched by Yid, and it's not technically Chol of Yisrael. But Moshe Feinstein says, a person who's very careful in his dinim shouldn't rely upon this. People that do, you shouldn't protest. But he says, a bal nefesh should try not to rely upon this. In other places, he says, lamaisa ein lahakel b'shasetchach. In other places, he says that you really shouldn't do this except if it's under extenuating circumstances. Remember, when I was younger, there was, quote, extenuating circumstances that the Chol of Yisrael didn't have vitamins added to it, didn't have vitamin D, didn't have other things added to it, and that was a reason why some people felt that the stam chol of the regular milk that the government authorizes, cow's milk, was preferable to Chol of Yisrael. But today, I don't think there's any difference in the content of the vitamins, etc., that they add to Chol of Yisrael versus non-Chol of Yisrael. And if Chol of Yisrael is very available, so again, Rav Moshe Feinstein doesn't say you should use the government milk. He says, for those that use it, they have a heter. But certainly the din would be preferable, ideally, that you should use Chol of Yisrael. Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss Atzal, says he never agreed to that at all. Lamaisa Nisarim Becholav Sheyesh Lo Pikuach Mishalti Shalol Lishtamish Bo Af L'Ketanim. He said, no, you shouldn't even use this for Ketanim. What about in Eretz Yisrael? In Eretz Yisrael B'zmanenu, nowadays in Eretz Yisrael, Shechelek Mimishkei HaCholav Shayachim LeYehudim Mumrim, that some of the factories that own the milk are owned by Jewish people that Nebuch aren't religious, and the workers working there are Arabs or non-Jewish people. So Rav Yashiv brings down Sheish Lodun L'Hokav Adavir. Even there, you can be Mekel. Kivin Shemifale Yacholav Botkim Es Tiv Acholav Shekol Refes, because they do check to make sure that it's cow's milk. And since they can come and expect at any time, the people are going to be afraid to mix in any other type of milk. Kadesh Lo L'Havsid L'Fgo Mes Tivo, in order that it wouldn't ruin the taste. So they don't want to mix in anything else. But he says, "L'maisa in l'hakam azel l'chatchila achi mashkiach shenichnas v'yosei achas l'kam yom." He says, at least twice a week they should come in, and the people don't know when they're coming, and this way they'll keep things honest. And this way, it's acceptable in Eretz Yisrael to rely upon it all being Chol Yisrael. And this milk is kosher l'mahadrin. And he adds, "Shem huskinu b'rifasos mitzamos video." If they have cameras there, he says it's also good because the cameras are watching the milking. Ve'en l'chovim efsharus l'zayif is a dover. There's no way that they can put in something other than cow's milk. So therefore, that's considered under the hashgach of Yisrael as well. Ravaz's Zatzal brings down the Shevet Alevi, Shev Shalahoku B'zeh Min Hadin. You can rely upon this Min Hadin Mishum Shi'itochen Keshe Hachaliv Onasis Befnei Yisrael Mumor. Even if the non-religious Jewish person doesn't believe in Nebuch Yiddishkeit, doesn't believe in the Torah, nevertheless, it's still not called Chol of Akum. It's still called Chol of Yisrael. And especially if there aren't non-kosher animals around, and the factory works over here, under circumstances they wouldn't allow, they don't want to have non-kosher milk instilled in it, so therefore one can rely upon this Hadover Medina, that you can say that it is Chol of Yisrael. Still, it's certainly better to have a kosher yid oversee the factory. Now we go back to the Mishnah Berurah of Kohen Yud. He says, that if the non-Jewish person over here milked it even into an empty pot, the lo mikri nolad, it's not called nolad. Why? Since the yid could have gone and put it into a kdera, sheish ba'achol, and it had food in it, v'alkein b'chlal muchanu, and therefore it is considered muchan in this situation. Brings down the name of the Morgan of Ram, another achronim. The base mayor kosav, the afladei azu ein lo hakel, he says, according to this opinion, you shouldn't be mekel, kim b'choliv l'toch Oakland, that the non-Jewish person should go and milk it into a container that has food in it, like we said yesterday, v'lo bo l'chadish l'dei azu, and he doesn't want to come to innovate a new thing here, kim d'binach riacholiv b'cheima shalo, the Jewish person who's milking his own cow, mutra filu b'omedis lechaliva. Then, even if the cow isn't a shechita cow, it's a milk cow, then muktzah b'shalakam. That's the chiddush over here, that there's no muktzah in regards to a non-Jewish person, and therefore, even if it wasn't a shechita cow, it was a milk cow, you can use it. Now we continue in the Ramah. He says, ach no gubo iser v'ein l'shanas. He says, one shouldn't rely upon this, and one should, in fact, always milk it into ochlin. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yudalev explains, Hainu, the Bikdera Reikonis Osir Af Ba'akum HaCholev. Even if the non-Jewish person is the one that's milking it, they should always do it into a container that has food inside of it and not into an empty container. Shouldn't rely upon this cooler that we just brought down at the beginning of the Ramah. Avol HaCholev L'soch Ochlin Mibay Mishalo. But if the non-Jewish person is milking his own animal into a food container, in a container that has food, Af imhi omedes lechaliva, even though this is a milk cow and not a shechita cow, it's perfectly permissible. V'chanal b'siv katan ches, as we explained, because there's no muktzah in regards to a goy. Likewise, v'chein yisrael mutar lachlo mibehem asakom, a yid can go and milk a non-Jewish person's animal, afilu omedes lechaliva, even if it's a milk cow, in as long as he does it l'soch ochlin, because, again, the ein muktzah b'shalakom v'chanal, as we've explained, there is no concept of muktzah, and the only problem would be muktzah, and that goes away in this situation. The Ramah continues and he says, Miyu b'yom tov sheni shel golios mutter b'yom tov sheni. On the second day of Yontif in Chutz Laretz, we have Yontif sheni shel golios, he brings down from the Golos Hashvi that it is acceptable. What do we mean? The Mishnah explains in Sivkot Yud Beis, Rotz Lomai, the Ramah is telling us, Afilu nechlav l'soch kideri rekonis. Even if you milked it into an empty container, u'behem omedz l'chaliva, and it was a milk cow, not a shechita cow, she'echa me'am v'adechol. He says you can use it on the second day because mimanav shach. If you milked it on the first day and it was yantif, now it's no longer yantif. And if today is really yantif, so then yesterday when he did it, it was chol. So mimanav shach, it's okay. However, he brings down achein im nechla b'shabbos. But if they milked it on Shabbos, then afilu l'soch ochlin. And if they did it into a container with food in it, mubehei mohamedes lachila. And even if it was a shechita cow, also be yantif rishon shechol achrav. You wouldn't be allowed to have it on the Sunday yantif. Because now you're preparing on Shabbos for Yontif, which is not allowed. However, I will be on Sheni, sure, but on Monday it would be good already. Dirshu footnote number 9 brings down, Umavur midvarv, Shecholov shenechla b'soch ochel osur b'Shabbos atzma. On Shabbos itself, it wouldn't be permitted, even if you milked it into a container having food in it. V'af ima behema omedes lachila. And this is true even if it was a behema that was a shechita behema, it was going to be shechted. Why? But Tamadov, because Lel in Shilchas Shabbos, he brings out Shekevish Habehem Asur Bechil B'Shabbos. Machmas is a Shechita, because you can't eat it on Shabbos, so it's not Muchan on Shabbos. So therefore, Hacholav Shalo Asur Mishum Muktzah. So the milk is also Muktzah. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Avo B'Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, which we said is a Yom Arichta, according to some, it's one 48-hour day. Choshev Shnei Yom Kom Yechad. Here, both days are considered like one long day. Here we don't have that heter on the second day with the biman of shach, because there's an opinion that says it's one long 48-hour day, and therefore it's the same kedusha, and therefore you can't use it on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Then the Mishnah Berurah adds, if a stam non-Jewish person is just talking, and he's talking about how he milked these cows, he says, oh, I'm so tired, I milked all these cows. And he says, oh, I was working so hard yesterday, which is Sunday, the first day, let's say, of Yontif. And I was working so hard that I milked all these cows. He's not trying to tell you that he milked the cows on Sunday. He's just talking stam, how tired he is because he milked all these cows. So then Nemon, he is believed, umutur biyom sheni. And then you can drink this milk on the second day of Yontif sheni shogolios. Because again, Mimar Shach, if yesterday was Yontif, today it's not Yontif. And if yesterday really was chol, so then he milked it on chol. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, V'din schitas boser, the squeezing out of these immature grapes, boser immature grapes, hukmo b'Shabbos. That's the same halachas on Shabbos that we say, dinaktinan, we hold, the osu l'sochtu afilu l'soch ochlin. You're not allowed to go and squeeze these grapes out, even onto ochlin, and this is true on Shabbos and on Yontif. And we learn this, v'chanal in simen shinchov sivhei, and he says, ayin sham in the bir halacha, di ramasu lechol, also, even if you're going to eat it right then and there, it is not allowed. This concludes Simen Tov Kuf Hei, and we begin Tov Kuf Vav, which deals with kneading, lisha on yontif, kneading with a K. The Mechaber starts off Sif Aleph, and he says, Ein modedim kemach b'yontif kidei losha. You're not allowed to measure out flour in order to know how much you're going to need to make, let's say, the shear of challah. in your dough, so you're not allowed to go and measure out a certain amount. You should take what you think is the appropriate amount and not measure it out. Mishbur explains in Sivkot Aleph, the kivan de lo tzorech pasu, so this is not needed for you baking the bread. You can bake a larger amount, a smaller amount. It won't get ruined if you don't measure it out. Lo hitir chacham, therefore the rabbis didn't allow you to measure. We don't allow you to measure the nira kamodi limkor, because it looks like you're measuring in order to sell it. The issue footnote number one brings down, what about measuring on Shabbos? Are you allowed to do that? So that's also not allowed because of uvda duchol. And he says, what about letzorech mitzvah? So we had discussed this many times in the past. That is permissible. Mutter. Kivan shemedidas lemitzvah eino niras kamaisa shechol. If you're measuring something for mitzvah purposes, it doesn't look like you're doing weekday work. However, linyan medidas kamach biyontiv kisho al yod yedei kach yuchol adasim yesh bo shir hafrosh eschala. But if you're measuring out over here to see if you have enough there to make the shear for hafrosh eschala, for example, we need roughly about 5 pounds, so you want to measure out 5 pounds to be able to make challah with the bracha. Kadesh yuchal levarach halaf rosh asa. We have the minhag that we go and take challah off without a bracha between 2.5 and 5 pounds. But if you're dealing with more than 5 pounds, then we take off challah with the bracha. So Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tof Nun Vav taught us, Shiyesh Osrim. There are those that say, no, you can't do this. Umvur. The rush brings down shatam shemedidu letzorach ze eno muteres machma shitzorach mitzvahu mishum shihaya efshel limdo mibo jom. You could have done this beforehand, so why wait till yontif? Sharei lo ayom ma kemach miskalko klal ma yosa kim mibo jom. If you'd measured it out beforehand, nothing would happen to the kemach, and therefore lemaisa the mishabur brings down shafal dasa osu limdod ein mitzvah nifsedes aygei kach sheno modet. So the mitzvah is not lost if you didn't measure it out. Kivin shefshel lekari v'shtei isos yachat achigu zo bezu v'yachshav ki iso achas shegodlo kishir achiv b'farash minu chala b'rocha. So he says you're going to make a whole bunch of chalas over here, so then you'll put all the chalas together and then you'll be able to go and take off half fresh chala from them, even if you didn't measure out each one individually, did it have enough shear within it, so you'll make a couple of them and you'll definitely have the shear to do half fresh chala. So therefore don't measure it out. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Beis tells us that you're not allowed to do this for kneading purposes. But if you're not using it to just bake challah, but using it to use as a side dish to have with something, and you need to know how much you're making, then you would be allowed to. It brings down in the Prima Godim, and he says, likewise, this is the same thing in regards in Dirshu Foot number 2, Linya Medidas Tavlin, Kidei Litim Bitavshil. We said you're allowed to measure out spices to put into a dish that you're making, and we explained that that's mutter, because if you don't know the right amount, it's going to ruin it. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Im Darko Gambi Mosacholos says Tavlin Bikdera Beli Lim Dodo Sobetchila, but if you normally don't put it in with a measuring cup, but you put it in by estimation, so then of course you're not allowed to do it on Yontif as well. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Gimel says, Eli Yikach Ba'omer Adas. So you just take a general estimation over here when you're taking the flour. Vim notel b'mido shemod b'chol. If you take, in fact, the measuring cup that you use on a weekday, tzorech livchos ma'at o lahosif ma'at, then you shouldn't do it exactly. Either put in a little bit more or a little bit less. The issue, footnote number 3 says, V'afal pi shelimdo b'lo l'dayik mo. He says, normally, if you're not doing exact measurements, it's allowed. He says, lishko b'lo l'dayik. Even though you're taking it over here without being exact, the Mishnah Berurah says it still shouldn't be done. Asur, because it looks like you're exactly taking it, even though you may not be exactly taking it, looks like it. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, umutur likach kemach minakli. You're allowed to go take the flour from the utensil. Even though you're going to leave a hole behind there, and normally you're not allowed to make a hole, he brings down from the Ran in Beitza, and then also in Gemara in Shabbos, but here you're allowed to do this. Why? Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Dalet tells us, Rosh Lomar, Shinotzorech laharos min kli hakemach l'toch harei voso. You don't have to pour it from the kli that holds the flour into the trough that you're kneading it in. Eliyochol litchov yodo, you can stick your hand in there, l'toch hasak into the bag with the flour, shokemach, avogav shenasagumashom. Even though, as a result, when you take out the flour, you're going to have a hole left behind. You're not allowed to make holes in the ground on Shabbos. So that's davko gabi ofor chashinun legumah. Only in regards to dirt, we have a concern that you're going to be over digging, and that would be making a hole over here. And we learn this little simon tavtzadi chesiv taisayin, below beferos v'dvar maichol. But that doesn't apply over here to peros, which are the grains over here, or any other food. It doesn't apply. The issue footnote number 4 brings down, the reasoning is, Shekivin Shasiyas Gumo Asur Mishum Isur Bona. Normally, making the hole in the ground is a tolda of bona, building. So that only applies in the karka, and it doesn't apply in food. With this, we conclude today's shir.